Cities Across U.S. Boarding Up in Anticipation of Election Night Riots. By Bob Price on October 30, 2020. From New York and D.C. to Los Angeles and San Francisco, businesses in American cities are boarding up their windows in advance of election night returns. What started in Washington, D.C., with the boarding up of businesses located near the White House spread to other major cities across the nation. The entire neighborhood surrounding the White House is preparing for mass unrest, boards, chains, fences, and barriers. This is insane. pic.twitter.com/bajxj3rd2cf. Christopher F. Rufo, Swords, at Real Chris Rufo, October 30, 2020. Luxury shops in D.C. are boarding up in anticipation of the election. pic.twitter.com/3vambikvo.msg. Christopher F. Rufo, Swords, at Real Chris Rufo, October 29, 2020. At the opposite end of the country, Fox LA's Bill Milligan observed businesses in downtown LA, Beverly Hills, and Santa Monica boarding their windows as well. He said many of these businesses experienced the impact of riots earlier this year. Driving through downtown LA, so many businesses boarded up and in the process of boarding up. Same thing happening in Beverly Hills and Santa Monica in anticipation of election night. All three areas hit hard by looters and rioters during George Floyd unrest. pic.twitter.com/xrsurd. Bill Milligan, at Bill Foxla, October 30, 2020. In San Francisco, even the city's tallest building, Salesforce Tower, tacked up plywood over its ground floor doors and windows, San Francisco Chronicle's Jessica Christian tweeted. They're boarding up everything, even Salesforce Tower. pic.twitter.com/3sursuryu1. Jessica Christian, at Jack Christian, October 30, 2020. There is something uniquely heartbreaking about these scattered scenes of boarding up 4 days before a presidential election. A feeling that, for people raised with a basic faith in the United States and democracy, seems utterly alien, a world knocked off its axis, Michael Schaefer with The Washingtonian wrote. People board up for hurricanes and riots, for acts of God and acts of vandals. It's fundamentally disorienting to find that citizens of the world's oldest democracy are reduced to doing so in preparation for a quadrennial ritual dating back to 1788. Out my window looking at Union right near Chop/Chaz in Seattle. The boards have gone up all over the city. pic.twitter.com/fewasctra. Will Waltz, at Will Waltz, October 30, 2020. Elsewhere on the Eastern Seaboard, boards went up at the Prudential Center in Boston. Boston 25 journalist Melini Bashu tweeted. In case it gets ugly on election day, businesses are boarding up around the Prudential Center in Boston. At Boston 25. pic.twitter.com/apexntinks. Melini Bashu, at Melini Bashu _, October 29, 2020. On Thursday, Breitbart News reported a leaked document from a coalition of left-wing groups in Minnesota. The document details plans for post-election mass unrest when President Donald Trump wins re-election on Tuesday night. In New York City, Blick posts signs on their plywood-covered windows advising customers they are still open. Our neighbor, Blick, is boarding up their storefronts today. pic.twitter.com/@4mfk4ewees. Set Shop NYC, at Set Shop NYC, October 28, 2020. Even strip center businesses in the Seattle suburb of Bellevue are boarding up. Not just local businesses in downtown core are boarding up. Multiple shops at Design Market Plaza on 116th Street by Whole Foods are boarding up as well. #view#wearabellevue#bellevueprotest#bellevuestrong. pic.twitter.com/n24m5zsbcg. Bellevue.com, at Bellevue.com, October 24, 2020. And, down the coast in already riot-torn Portland, Oregon, many other businesses are boarded up in preparation for any scenario in the wake of Tuesday's #US election, Global BC journalist Sarah McDonald tweeted. Good morning from an eerily quiet #Portland, Oregon. One of the major American cities preparing for any scenario in the wake of Tuesday's #US election. We'll be on the ground all week covering the latest developments in #Oregon for at Global National, and all at Global News platforms. pic.twitter.com/eijanimp. Sarah McDonald, at smcdonald underscore, October 30, 2020. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price PTX and Facebook.